to another Caribbean island now, to Cuba and a cemetery in Havana, Necropolis Cristobal Colon. Since it was founded in 1868, more than 1 million Cubans have been buried there. Amid the 140 acres, there are elegant chapels and mausoleums and family vaults. And even here, one modest grave stands out. A woman that Cubans call La Milagrosa is buried there, and every day, Cubans come to visit her grave. From Havana, NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
The Cristobal Colon Cemetery in downtown Havana is perfectly maintained. The grass always trimmed, the streets always clean. Fresh flowers mark the monuments of Cuban independence heroes, politicians, and poets. But few are tended as lovingly as the tomb of Amelia Goyri, a 24-year-old woman who died during childbirth in 1901. Each day, Cubans line up to bring her bouquets and walk quietly once around her tombstone.
Hace poco que tuvimos un fallecido, entonces vinimos a una misa y aprovechamos para venir a pedirle la milagrosa.
We recently had a death in the family and came here for the Mass, says Lucia, visiting with her daughter on this Sunday morning. Since we were here, we stopped to visit La Milagrosa. According to legend, Amelia Goyri and her infant son were buried in the same coffin, the baby at her feet. Her husband, grief-stricken at her death, visited the grave each day, always bringing fresh flowers and tapping three times on Amelia's tombstone as if to call her. 13 years later, he had her remains exhumed to transfer the bones to an ossuary. But when the coffin was opened, the bodies were supposedly preserved, and Amelia is said to have been holding her baby in her arms. The tomb was promptly resealed, and Amelia became known as La Milagrosa, the miraculous one.
Tengo un hermano que no tiene hijos, entonces vengo a pedir por él a ver si le concede.
Cuban women have been visiting ever since, often to ask for help with pregnancy problems. This day, Lucia has asked La Milagrosa to help her brother and his wife, who so far have been unable to have children. All the visitors follow the ritual of Amelia's devoted husband, walking slowly around her grave, being careful never to turn their backs to her, and knocking three times on her headstone. The legend of La Milagrosa is not officially recognized by the Catholic Church, and Amelia is not a saint. A pamphlet prepared by Havana's official government historian says her adoration is not governed by any institution, either religious or political. And in this country, where relatively few people are religiously devout, some of the petitions to La Milagrosa are thoroughly secular.
Hoy en día vienen y piden por todo. Si están en una micro, piden porque se les dé la casa. Si están enfermos por la salud. Si...
María Julia Meléndez, the paid caretaker at La Milagrosa's monument, says Cubans who have been stuck in one of Havana's notoriously shabby Soviet-era apartments, known as micros, ask La Milagrosa for help getting better housing. And she's heard Cubans ask La Milagrosa to help them get over to Florida to visit their relatives. Hardly your standard petitions, but Amelia, La Milagrosa, is in a category by herself.
Yo como cubana y como miembro de una de las personas que vienen aquí, siento que es nuestra, ¿no? Siento que es nuestra.
As a Cuban and someone who visits La Milagrosa, I feel like she's ours, says Rosa, who comes here weekly. She's a Cuban woman from high society who, when she died, was given the power by God to make miracles happen and help the poor. It's a story that fits Cuba, where miracles are in demand. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Havana.